moves. It could be a lot of early bed making and housekeeping to make room for the bigger moves to come. Basically, we don't have to think about these later, so let's get it out of the way now. They might not be more important than that. We won't really know anything, substantial at least, until March. That's when the new league year comes around and when contract negotiations can resume. It's time now to yield, though. The Wolf Farm Sports Report is coming up for a better look at sports across the state at 5 o'clock alongside top-of-the-hour news and weather here on 98Q Country.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal is set to go into effect Sunday. Phase one includes the release of 33 hostages. The prime minister is expected to present the framework to the Israeli Security Council tomorrow, but he's facing some opposition. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
A section of society doesn't want this deal at all. They are the backers of the likes of Itamar Ben-Gvir, the security minister, who says he will resign from the government if the deal is approved by the cabinet tomorrow, as we expect it will. It won't pull down the government, his resignation, because we expect other members of the Israeli opposition to come in to shore up the government to make sure that the ceasefire deal can go through.
A DOD farewell ceremony today. President Biden thanking military members for their service. It comes ahead of Monday's inauguration of President-elect Trump. Winds have eased in Southern California but could return next week. Fire crews are gaining ground on the deadly wildfires. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Monday, January 20th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Minocqua Public Library, it's Tot Time. This will be taking place in the library's program room and will feature activity stations, which will include dramatic play, large motor, free art, sensory, and a baby zone. Each zone will have a corresponding read, write, sing, play, or talk prompt as well. They invite you to come play with them. Once again, this is happening Monday, January 20th, beginning at 10 a.m., over at the Minocqua Public Library on 415 Menominee Street in Minocqua. Wisconsin's iconic restaurant, Culver's, has announced just how much they raised for their fundraising. Brittany Merlot has more.
Culver's announced yesterday that its fundraising efforts for the Abundant Life Christian School following the deadly shooting in December totaled to $165,000. 80 locations participated in the fundraiser and are donating a portion of their January 6th sales to benefit families impacted by the shooting. The funds will go directly from the restaurants to the United Way of Dane County's Abundant Life Christian School Emergency and Recovery Fund.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Packers GM on Jordan Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brian Gutekunst held his end-of-season press conference saying wide receiver Christian Watson has not had surgery yet for his torn ACL. The Packers GM asked if Jordan Love took a step back this year at quarterback.
Obviously, he went through some things this year, battled through some injuries that he hadn't done that before. Came out the other side of it and was really proud of him, how he went through that. And he's leading our team exactly how we want him to do it, so I'm excited about it.
And baseball, remembering Bob Uecker. Born in Milwaukee, served in the military, played catcher in the big leagues before calling Brewers games for 53 years, Uecker at his induction into Baseball's Hall of Fame.
I signed a very modest $3,000 bonus with the Braves in Milwaukee, which I'm sure a lot of you know, and my old man didn't have that kind of money to put out. But the Braves took it.
Bob Uecker had suffered from lung cancer the past 2 years. He was 90 years old. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
Northwoods weather. Mostly cloudy and mild today, with high temperatures reaching the upper 20s. However, we are battling a wind out of the northwest, breezy, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. This could spark up a few more flurries late tonight, but as those winds switch to out of the south overnight, it'll warm us up tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30. 98 Q Country.
John is firing up his Coleman grill. We got 24 tall boys on the chill. Yeah, 14 of them's mine. A little Marshall Tucker on the radio. You know we're just catching a little groove before the show. We ain't playing nothing slow at the parking lot party. A tailgate buzz just a sipping on suds. Ain't never too early to light one up, fill up your cup. Cause I ain't man, they sound pretty good. Hell, I ain't even bought no tickets yet. Yeah, but that's alright, we don't care. Cause all the pretty girls are sitting right here, kicking back in a lawn chair at the parking lot party. A tailgate buzz just a sipping on suds. Ain't ever too early.
On with us.
So much fun.
98 Q Country.
This old man and me were at the bar and we were having us some beers and swapping out on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talk talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Said I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death. He lit a cigarette, said these damn things will kill me, yeah. But God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m., I said goodbye to him. I never talked him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face, front page obituary. He was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, me, I'm doing well. And I drop by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
With us?
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl, an American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. Sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl, an American girl. Well, she's got her God, and she's got good wine. Aretha Franklin.
Patricia Yearwood with X's and O's here on 98Q Country, actually seeing me off for the day. Why? Because it's time to start the doubleheader here on 98Q Country, and it's kind of a triple header. There's another game in the middle of it. So 5:30 here, just a couple minutes. Girls, I can't read this silly schedule. All right, 5:30, boys, Phillips Apprentice, 5:30 p.m. here on 98Q. Immediately followed by girls, Phillips Apprentice at 7:15. At 6:30, though, Rib Lake at Shawamigan girls basketball will be starting over on Trail Mix 103.1. I'm not repeating that because I'm not capable of it, but doubleheader coming up right now here on 98Q, 6:30, a Shawamigan game over on Trail Mix. That's the simple way. That's me out of here today. Greg Gunderson from the 98Q Country Studios. Check out great deals on wheelwayautos.com. And hey, I'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock here on WCQM.
98Q Country.
Here's a mess, but I don't care. No makeup on, shining so bright. My own sweatshirt never fits so right. Dancing around to the radio, humming the words that you don't know. Cause I'm finding an angel off my list. Thinking that it don't get no better than this.
Loving you easy. You make loving you all I wanna do.
Every little smile, every single touch reminds me just how much it all makes loving you easy. Wrapped around me late at night, pillow talk by candlelight. I'm gonna slow this down and make it last. The best things fly by so fast.
You make loving you easy.
Love their variety.
98Q Country.
A lot of people called it prison when I was growing up, but these are my roots and this is what I love. Cause everybody knows me and I know them, and I believe that's the way we were supposed to live. I wouldn't trade one single day here in small town USA. Give me a Saturday night, my baby by my side, a little Hank Jr. and a six pack of light, an old dirt road. Around here we break our backs just to earn a buck. We never get ahead, but we have enough. I watch people leave and then come right back. I never wanted any part of that, and I'm proud to say I love this place, good old small town USA. Give me a Saturday night, my baby by my side, David Allan Coe and a six pack of light, an old dirt road, and I'll be just fine. Give me a Sunday morning that's full of grace, a simple life, and I'll be okay here in small town USA. Baby by my side, sweet home Alabama, and a six pack of light, an old dirt road, and I'll be just fine. Give me a Sunday morning that's full of grace, a simple life, and I'll be okay. Yeah, I'll be okay here in small town USA.
High School Sports is on the air, brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Philip Plumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, by Jeff Haken and Roofing, and by Medford Motors. High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station.
And welcome, everybody. Jeff Haken, and along with Nathan Podewalt here in Prentice, Wisconsin. We got the Prentice Buccaneers and the Phillips Loggers girls basketball high school action coming up. It's a doubleheader here tonight in Prentice, and both teams out on the court right now warming up. It is the Phillips Loggers coming into this game 10-2 overall and 6-2 in conference. It's the Prentice Bucks at 8-5 overall and 5-3. And conference, Prentice Bucks coming along strong here, having a nice season. Really, they have the standout Callie Hakenen down there. I don't know her points per game, but I guarantee you it's around 20 points per game. And it's going to be the Phillips Loggers with Matea Eckert, and she looks like she's playing. She had the game off last week nursing that ankle injury, and they're going to need her tonight. Prentice and Phillips played earlier on in the season, and it was the Phillips Loggers winning that game. But I think Prentice may have come out with a moral victory in that game right there, as it was the Prentice Bucks that were tied at halftime, yep. Close to tied at halftime, something like that. They gained a bit of confidence knowing they can play with this Loggers team here right now. But the Loggers got some good seniors here, and they've got been on a roll here as of late, playing really well. It's going to be tough, always tough playing in Prentice. The doubleheader, like we said, this is the girls coming on right now here. Following this game is going to be the boys, and that's the game of the night here. And it's a nice crowd here filling in early on here. On a Thursday night, you got all the regulars over here from the Prentice side. I see the Hakenens and the Joneses and the Velons over there, and a little bit of everyone Beckers. Intermingled in. Pat Lord locking in. That's going to be cool. Randy Heckman wouldn't miss a game like this. He's here at the door right now, too. But we're going to be doing the national anthem here in just a moment, and they're going to go over starting lineups momentarily here. And it's always nice coming back to Prentice and playing. Big rivalry game here tonight. I know my brother's going to be sitting next to us all game. He's going to be doing a live stream for the school. A lot of people we get to run into. Nate, I wish they could see you at home, but you have a special Don Anderson look here tonight, paying your respects to Coach. My niece, Piper Hakenin, standout volleyball freshman. She's pretty fun to watch this year, too. Oh, and I think is it official appreciation week? She said for what? I love it.
It wasn't Rip Lake, anyhow.
It wasn't Rip Lake. All right, here's starting lineups here. We got Sarah Knack for the Loggers, the senior, along with Matea Eckert, a senior. Lily Miller, another senior. And senior number 12, Kendra Timmers. And a junior, Anna Bilan. Mike changes the starting lineup up a little bit. Rayleigh Williams comes in. We'll see some Leah Harper along with Brielle Mesko. Usually we get a national anthem before starting the lineup, don't we?
Yes.
What kind of show they got running here in Predator? Who's running it even?
I'll look into it.
Here we go for the Prentice Buccaneers. We got Kylie Orson. And number 20, Abby Schutz. Ashlyn England. There she is, Callie Hakenin. Heard of that last name before. And there you go, Kayla Gillette, the junior. She's tall. She's the tallest girl here. She's a little taller than Matea even. And it's going to be Matea along with Kayla Gillette jumping the ball here. All right, it's going to be Prentice in their white uniforms with red lettering. The Loggers in their black uniforms with white letters, orange lettering. And the tip is won by the Loggers. Matea Eckert, right side. She's going to start out with it. Skip pass to Bilan and over to Lily Miller. She pump fakes over to Sarah Knack. She's not afraid to shoot it. She likes that spot from the wing. She missed it. Rebound Lily Miller, though. And Miller trying to get it in. It's turned over. And Callie Hakenin comes away with it. She's going up right side. Callie Hakenin's going to pick things up. This game just underway here. 17:35 to go. Prentice working the perimeter. And trying to get it into Kayla Gillette. Callie comes away with it. And it's going to work right side. There's Schutz with the ball. Over to Orson on the wing. Orson. Get pass to England. She gets it into Gillette. Gillette back out to Callie. Prentice trying to work something here. And getting it into Callie Hakenin. And that's the ticket. She shoots, misses. Matea gets the rebound. Matea's going up the court right side. She finds Kendra Timmers by the basket. Oh, Kendra missing the left-handed layup, and 17 minutes to go. It's Prentice going the other way. Katie Isaacson here in the middle of both the Hakenin boys. Listening to both of us here, my brother is doing the live stream for the Prentice school on their website. 16:48 to go. Ball tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Buccaneers. 0-0. No score yet. Buccaneers get the ball into Orson. For the Buccaneers, I think you want a low-scoring game. Keep that transition out of the game. Here's Orson at the top. Get past the shoot. Schutz down on the left corner. She gets it into England in a nice little pass to Kayla Gillette. She puts the shot up. Misses. Rebound by Matea Eckert. She's going to bring it up right side. She finds Lily Miller by the basket. Left side. Lily doesn't miss. And that's a big part of the Phillips offense is that transition game. Got to get a stop to get the ball going, though. 16:13 to go. It's 2-0 Loggers. Callie Hakenin with the ball up at the top. Tipped out of bounds by Lily Miller. Lily's going to have quite the job matching up against Callie Hakenin. But it's like the Loggers in a 1-3-1 up here. A 1-3-1, but always knowing where Callie is. Orson up at the top. Over to England. Tipped away by Sarah Knack, but England able to hold on to it. Knack gets it over to Callie. Callie seeing something left side, trying to set it up. Nice job by Bilan. The ball's moving. Here's Kylie Orson, a deep three. She misses. Rebound by, who's going to come away with it? Everyone on the ground. No one on the ground, actually. Finally, they do. And what did they call there? Out of bounds on Prentice? It's going to be Loggers basketball. All right. Sarah Nack, she's going to attack center court. Crossover against this 1-3-1. Anna Beilon just inside the three-point line. She misses. Rebound by Kylie Orson. And going the other direction. Kylie Orson from the top sets up the Prentice offense. She finds Callie. Callie on the wing deep. Prentice stuck out deep with their offense. And they get it down to Callie by the little block. Oh, a nice pass to Orson. She couldn't quite handle it. They kick it back out. England to Schutz. Thought about the three. Lily Miller was there. Loggers picking up on that 1-3, getting a little bit more pressure going. And a pass inside is tipped out of bounds. Going to stay with the Phillips Loggers. 15 minutes to go in this first half.
Stay with Prentice.
Stays with Prentice. I'm sorry. 15 minutes to go here, and they try to get the out of bounds or the pass in play from under their own basket. It's stolen by the Loggers, and then a foul by Kayla Gillette. It's going to be Loggers basketball. Something both teams want to get away from, the little slap fouls. You see them a lot on a rebound or a steal. Kind of a frustration foul almost. Here's Sarah Nack, left side. She's going to skip it to Beilon. Beilon, nice pass inside to Matea Eckert. And Matea with the right-handed layup. Loggers inside game working, looking for passes down by the basket. And Callie Hakenin starts up the Prentice offense. She gets it over to Orson. Loggers looking. That's still a 1-3-1 here. And Orson back out to Callie. Callie's going to shoot the quick three. Could tell that that one was rushed. Matea with another rebound, rips it away. Left side, she goes back to the right and finds Beilon on the right side. Kicks it back to Matea. Here's Miller. Lily finds Anna. Anna over to Matea. About a 15-footer. No good for Matea. Rebounded by Lily Miller. Loggers still have the ball. Lily picks it up in that left wing. Finds Knack. Now that's Matea in the low block. Finds Timbers going to the basket. Timbers finishes it. Kendra Timbers for two. It's 6-0 Loggers. Just under 14 minutes to go here. Callie Hakenin right side. Let's see what Callie can do with it. Finds a nice pass to Orson. She turns around with a quick shot, and she's fouled. Kylie Orson going to go to the line. Prentice Bucks looking for to get easy shots here. That was the closest shot by the basket. And Kylie Orson, the sophomore, that's correct?
Junior.
Kylie the junior. Misses her first free throw. And second free throw is up, and that one a little bit long. No, bounces out. Callie gets the rebound, puts it back up. She can't. This time with her left hand. Callie Hakenin just too strong. It's 6-2. Nice rebound put back by Callie Hakenin. Gets two rebounds on that play. 13:34 to go. Prentice trying to make a game of this here. It's 6-2. Loggers leading. Matea picks it up. Thought about the deep two. Kicks it back out to Beilon. Now to Timbers. Sarah Nack has it, finds Timbers on that left side, a dribble drive out to Lily Miller. Not a lot of energy in that offense. You can tell they dropped the ball, turned it over. Kylie Orson with the ball now. She's going to bring it up for Prentice. 13:06 to go. It's 6-2, Loggers leading. There's Callie in that left wing from the top. Brings it to center court. Gets it to Kayla Gillette in the high post. Out to England in the corner. Right side, not working. Tries to throw it in to the post. Matea steals it away, gets it to Knack. Back to Matea. Matea's going to push from the center. Across half court, crosses over, finds Beilon on the right side. Beilon kicks it out to Sarah Knack. A deep two, no good. Timbers saves it, but her foot was on the line. And it's going to go to Prentice. Rayleigh Williams checking in for Anna Beilon. And Callie gets it across half court for the Buccaneers and throws it over England's head. It's a turnover. 12.5 minutes to go here. It's still 6-2. Loggers leading the Buccaneers. And it is Phillips' ball. Head coach Chris Johnson trying to get a little fire going here. Get a spark going. I think someone needs to get on the ground, dive on the ground. Going to get everyone going here. Get a little energy in this crowd. Phillips working the ball around the perimeter. Knack looking for Timbers. Nice defense by Kylie Orson. And they get into the high post to Matea. Matea turns around, a little four-foot floater works for her. It's 8-2. 12 minutes to go here in this first half. Loggers or Buccaneers get it across half court. A nice little give and go from England to Orson. She kicks back out. Callie's going to shoot the quick three. Almost banks it in. It's rebounded and stolen away by Orson. Right side, blocked by Matea. Callie comes away with it, though. Prentice still with the ball. England's going to shoot. I'm sorry, Schutt's going to shoot the three. She misses and rebounded by Phillips. Saranac going to bring it up for the Loggers. 11:34 to go. It's 8-2 Loggers. Matea from the top out to Williams. Williams, a little lob over the top to Matea from the right side. Matea gets the layup. It's 10-2. Loggers leading. Looks like our tripod is here, Nate, if you want to start using that.
That would be huge.
And here is 11:11 to go here. Prentice with their offense. And we're going to get a timeout here.
Perfect.
Perfect timing. And it's a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here and go over our high school sports sponsors. We got them here, Nate?
Yep.
And we want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Bader Sports Center, and Heckman Auction. Thank all our sponsors here. It's been a nice start to this game. The Prentice Buccaneers here trying to keep a slow pace here so the Loggers can't run it too hard. Doing a decent job, but they got to find something on offense to get going with here. Prentice Phillips working a 1-3-1 zone defense, and Prentice doesn't have a lot to answer with it. Chris Johnson calling that timeout and see if he can get something going here offensively. And here's a deep shot from, there we go, and coming out of the timeout, it's Luca Blumberg. And Prentice closes it to 10-5. Here's Matea with the ball at the high post. She kicks it out to Lily Miller. And almost a steal by Orson, but it falls off of her leg, bounces off of her leg, I should say. And it's going to stay with the Loggers. Leah Harper into this ball game now. And Lily Miller from the top trying to work it. Get past to Rayleigh Williams. You know she's going to shoot that one. She does. She misses. Lily gets the rebound. Lily's open for three. She doesn't want to take it. Gets it to Matea up at the elbow. Matea turns around. Callie falls down trying to block it. Missed shot by Lily Miller. Another one put up by Leah maybe. And it's tipped out of bounds. This one's going to go to the Buccaneers. All right, 10:06 to go here. It's 10-5. Phillips Loggers leading the Prentice Buccaneers. Kylie Orson with the ball from the top. And Loggers in a 2-1-2 almost, it looks like. Maybe it's still a 1-3-1. Callie's going to get called for the travel. She was tripped up a little bit. And with 9:55 to go, Madison Freeman, Maddie Freeman, checking into the game for the Buccaneers. 10-5, Lily Miller gets across half court. Miller finds Matea. Matea turns left side, finds Timmers. Timmers gets it back to Matea in the low block. They're going to double down on her, and a nice steal from Luca Blumberg as they were trying to get Kendra Timmers down by the basket. Nice steal from Luca. Luca looks like she might have got away with a travel, attacking the basket. And it's going to be a jump ball down here. The Loggers got their hands on it. It's going to stay with the Buccaneers. So Buccaneers basketball. And Blumberg looking to get it in. She sees in the corner there. There's Luca Blumberg. I'm sorry. That was Schutz trying to get it in. And a rebound by Callie Hakenin. Callie's fouled on the putback. She's going to go to the line here. Prentice making a game of this right here. And Callie at the line. First free throw is up. Just a little bit long. Bounces off the back iron. 9:19 to go here. It's still 10-5. Second free throw up and nothing but net for Cali. It's 10-6. 9:19 to go. Leah Harper brings it up for the Loggers across half court. She goes to the left, picks it up, gets it to Matea. Matea from the high post. She's going to turn around left side and lets everyone clear out of the way. Matea Ecker just a little too strong. 9:02 to go here. It's 12-6. Here's Maddie Freeman. Little give and go to Cali down by the basket. Cali finds Blumberg. Blumberg can't hit the 8-footer. Matea rebounds. Matea's going to push left side. Matea brings it center court. Gets it over to Rayleigh Williams. Oh, she's open. I'm surprised she didn't take that. Back to Matea, but they know what's working. Gets it to Matea. Wow. And a nice assist from her, finding the slashing Lily Miller to the basket. Lily gets the reverse. It's 14-6. 8:30 to go. Running things through Matea is working well here. Here's Schutz for three. She misses. Timmers with the rebound for the Loggers. Timmers going to give it to Matea. Matea doing it all here tonight. The Miller into Matea. Everything rolling well through Matea. They can either the give and go or the fake give and go where Matea takes it. Get it down to her in the low block. She finds Rayleigh from about 6 feet or from about 12 feet. And Rayleigh misses. And Prentice going to take it the other way. 8 minutes to go. It's 14-6. Loggers leading the Buccaneers. Substitution's about to come in for the Loggers. Here's Schutz to the basket. Finds Blumberg from 2 feet away. Blumberg hits it from just behind the block. And it's 14-8. Miss Johnson loud and getting the team fired up here, getting a little energy. Loggers have it. 7:35 to go here. Here's Lily Miller with the ball from the wing into Timmers. And gives it back to Lily Miller. Lily Miller traveled with the ball. Turnover. And substitutions in. It's Orson and England in for the Bucks. Belon and Brielle Mesko-Saranac in for the Loggers. And with 7.5 minutes to go here, it's Buccaneers ball. Kylie Orson brings it across half court. Loggers looking like they're in a man-to-man here now. And no, they're in a 2-3. They're in a 2-3 zone. Kylie Orson from the right side. A nice drive to the basket from her. It's 14-10. And here's Knack with the ball for the Loggers. Gets it out to Matea up at the top. Matea, she's going to drive right side. Blocked off by Cali. Gets it to Knack. Knack blocked off by Orson. Orson, a good defender. She's been all over the ball. It forces the jump ball. Going to stay with the Loggers. Knack's going to take it out. Gets it into Timmers. Timmers from about 18 feet is short. And another jump ball. Brielle Mesko gets her hands in there. A nice job from Brielle. Time it's going to go to the Loggers, or I'm sorry, the Buccaneers. All right. It's Cali starting things out. Cali Hakenin gets across half court. Over to Kylie Orson. Kylie's going to drive right side. The way it was a little push off. I like the aggressive style. Here's Blumberg now. Back up to Orson at the top. Orson drives right side. Kicks it out to England. England trying to go baseline, cut off by Timmers, and trying to get it into the low post. A dangerous pass is out of bounds. Pass out of bounds. Going to stay where, or go to the Loggers. 6:21 to go here in this first half. It's 14-10. Loggers leading the Buccaneers. Here's Mesko gets across half court, kicks it over to Belon. Belon with the deep two. It's 16-10. Nice penetration there from Brielle. Gets in enough to draw the defenders in. Kicks it out to Belon, and she made it. And England turns it over for the Buccaneers on the other side. It's Eckert from the top. Fake the three. A quick give and go from Belon to her, but goes off her leg. It was the right play. It was a beautiful basketball play. Just couldn't execute on it and go in the other direction. Abby Schutz checking into the game. Luca Blumberg getting a quick break. 5:49 to go here. Prentice with the ball. Down by six. Here's Orson over to Hakenin. Cali, left side. Tipped away. She gets it back. kicks it to Orson for the deep, deep three. Rebounded by Callie, and Callie puts it back. Callie knows just where to get those offensive rebounds. She sneaks opposite side rebound, or weak side rebound, and the putback. And Orson tips it away again. And Kylie's not going to let Phillips get away with this lackadaisical dribbling from the top. Matea's going to have to handle it a lot. And Maddie Freeman checking in. Kayla Gillette checking out for the Buccaneers. All right, they get it in. The Loggers do. And it is. They're going to leave Matea open for three. She missed it. A little bit long. Everything a little bit long here to start out. And it's Prentice basketball. Down four. 5:08 to go here in this first half. Prentice working the perimeter. Over to Freeman up top in the wing here. Callie Haken is going to drive left side to the elbow. Finds England in the low block. She kicks it out to Freeman back out in the three-point line. It's Prentice, and this one almost goes out of bounds. Wild mess here. Orson comes away with it out to Callie Haken and deep. And to England, she's going to shoot the three, but blocked by Brielle. And Matea going to push it the other way for the Loggers. All right. Low-scoring game here. 16-12. Matea finds Knack by the basket. Sarah makes the right-handed layup. And it's 18-12. Matea seen over the top of everyone. Dropped a dime there to Sarah Knack. And Prentice with the basketball. 4:22 to go. Prentice working from right to left here. Orson at the top. Into Callie Haken and a little spin move. Left hand. Oh, that was beautiful. Callie Haken with the left-handed layup. A beautiful spin from her. Prentice still only down by four. It's 18-14. Matea from the top. Over to Belon. Belon dribbles to the left and finds Casey Quinnell going to the basket. Hearing all the names here tonight. Casey Quinnell, the senior, a nice job going to the basket. She's going to go to the free throw line. She was fouled by Kylie. Kylie's first. Kylie Orson. All right. There's Quinnell from the line. Shot is up. And it's good. 5-point lead here for the Loggers. 19-14. Just under 4 minutes to go in this first half. Second free throw up. A little bit long. Rebounded by Schutz. And she's going to let Callie Haken take it up. 3:52 to go first half. It's 19-14. Loggers leading. It's Schutz with the ball on the wing. Over to Freeman. Freeman dribbles right side. And Mesko gets her hands on it. Prentice able to control it. Here's Orson. Over to England. England thought about the three. Back to Orson up at the top. And Coach Chris Johnson going to call a full timeout here. 3:30 to go in this first half. It's 19-14. Phillips Loggers leading the Prentice Buccaneers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Potowelt here in Prentice, Wisconsin. It's a 19-14 lead for the Lady Loggers over the Prentice Buccaneers. Right now, in this first half, Prentice off of a turnover here, coming out of this timeout, and it's Phillips with the ball. Matea Eckert dribble handoff to Lily Miller. Miller falls down, but Rayleigh Williams is right there. She's going to shoot the three. Can't get it to go. And Sarah Knack comes away with the rebound, tosses it in to Matea Eckert. Tipped out of bounds, but it's going to stay with the Bucks. And Prentice trying to get in. A little pressure by the Loggers. Prentice does, though. They get across half court. Here's Orson with the ball. Orson from the right side. Hands it off to Callie at the top. Ooh, Callie, a little bad pass there. Threw it out of bounds. As Euchre would say, just a bit outside. Sad day in the sports world, in the broadcasting world, in the Wisconsin world, the baseball world, you name it. Wrestling world, Johnny Carson world.
Yeah.
Losing Bob Euchre here today. Everyone thinking about him. Blocked. Matea blocked. Go another direction. Callie from the right side. Oh, that was a nice drive from her. Kayla Gillette gets the rebound. It was tipped out of bounds by the Buccaneers. Buccaneers couldn't finish. 2:30 to go. And a lot of memories with Euchre. I think everyone does.
Yeah.
I think that was kind of a, I don't know about a shock. He's 90 years old, but. All right, Loggers with the ball here. 2:25 to go. Here's Matea Eckert from the top. Chris Johnson working the officials. I like it, Chris. That's some old Prentice stuff Don Anderson used to do, working the officials. He's still chirping with them. All right, this one tipped out of bounds. No, not tipped out of bounds. Off of the Loggers. It's going to go to the Prentice. Nice defense again by Kylie Orson. 2:07 to go here. It's 19-14. Loggers leading. And Callie Haken gets it across half court. Over to Schutz on the right wing. Finds Kayla Gillette by the basket. Gillette turns around, puts it in. Nice bucket from Kayla Gillette. It's 19-16. And here's Eckert all the way to the basket. Right side used her left hand from behind the basket. Just an athletic move right there. 21-16. Eckert the difference here tonight. And here's a deep three from Schutz. Oh, it almost goes in. Kelly gets the rebound, misses the left-handed layup. And Lily Miller throws it ahead. Kendra Timmers comes away with it. Knack to Eckert. Eckert left side. She was short. And Timmer's going to dribble it out over to Knack. She's going to pump fake, go right side, a little floater, a little too long. Rayleigh Williams rebounds by the basket. Williams puts it up. She misses. Orson with the rebound. It was fun to watch nonetheless, Nate. Minute to go here, 21-16. And Schutz with the ball up top to England. Finds Orson left side. Up to Callie. Callie's going to go strong to the basket, left side. Uses the right hand. Finishes. It's 21-18. Here's Eckert. She's going to go keep it right side. Oh, that's off of her leg. Oh, St. Callie touched it. Loggers basketball.
Just kind of how the first game went.
Yeah, real similar to how the first game went here. See how Prentice responds in the second half. So 34 seconds left, and they box out, get a nice rebound. Callie with a beautiful box out there gets the rebound on a miss from Matea Eckert. 24 seconds to go. Prentice probably want to stay for the last shot if they can. Callie says, but I'm open for three. She hits it. Says, no, let's tie it up. 21-21, 14 seconds to go. Lily Miller with the ball. Here's Matea, 10 to go. Matea, a little shimmy, a little shake. Gets to the basket. She's fouled. She's going to go to the line. Matea imposing her will to finish this half off. But Callie, that was a nasty three right there. All right, Matea at the free throw line, trying to build the lead here. Free throws up and nothing but net. It's 22-21. There's 7.5 seconds to go here, first half. Up next, after following this game, here's a shot from Eckert. That one good as well. It's a 2-point lead. Callie going to push right side. Picked up by the Loggers. There's three Loggers around her. Callie finds a shot from the wing. It's no good. She hit rim. Got a shot off. It's pretty impressive. It's 23-21. Phillips winning the scoreboard, Prentice winning the moral victory so far, and we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a five-minute timeout. 5 minutes, guys.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
And welcome.